I'm a huge fan, and I look forward to listening to it, as I do all of yours, on Behind Big Brother.
It's day 86 in the Big Brother house, and because we're so lazy, we're going to jump straight into voicemails. What? That's the reason why.
Hi, guys. I rang up on day 81. I was sort of whinging about the fact that Camilla should have been pulled aside and taken out of the show too, because she knew exactly what was going to happen when she got into bed with the boys. You talked about what happened afterwards. Yeah, I knew that happened afterwards. What my argument was why wasn't she kicked out of the house too? Could you give me some sort of feedback on that? Because, you know, she's the one that said, "You're going to turkey slap me. Let me in." She knew what was going to happen. So why wasn't she kicked out of the house? I'd be interested to see what you say on that, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'm sorry to keep talking about it, but it is an issue that it did interest me. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, my reasoning behind why she didn't get kicked out is because she wasn't the one who slapped her penis in someone's face, even though she doesn't have one. But she wasn't the one who performed the act. She just laid there and didn't have anything to do with it. She's the one that got, in inverted commas, sexually abused. So why kick her out? And about them saying, you know, "I'm going to turkey slap you." Well, she said, "Are you going to turkey slap me?" And they said, "No." So that's lying. And he said, "No," I think it was Ashley said, "No, we're going to do something better." So how was she to know that they were going to do it, or were going to do something better, like they said?
Also, I think we're living in a society now where the excuse that she was asking for it is sort of frowned upon, even if there is a hint of truth to that in this case. I think it's going to be rejected completely for the sake of political correctness on the part of Big Brother. Plus, I don't think it would look too good for the show to be kicking off Camilla as well after she'd had this apparent sexual assault happening on her.
And would you really want another intruder?
Well, that's besides the point.
Hi, my name's Annie. Excuse the voice, but I've got a bit of a throat incident. Yeah, I just want to talk about a couple of things on BB. The first thing being Crystal singing. I've actually turned off my live streaming because I can't handle her constant trilling. I think she's a Christina Aguilera wannabe, and I'm totally sick of her little outbursts of, well, segments of songs. The second thing I'd also like to say is that I think that maybe Big Brother should issue prizes relevant to their performance in the house, and also whether they've lived up to their intro video. I'm so tired of seeing housemates come up to, you know, they do the intro video and tell them, "I'm going to be outspoken, I'm going to be manipulated, I'm totally out there, I will totally flirt with the boys." And then when they actually go onto the show, they're timid and quiet and totally under the radar. Now, they come out of the show after they've been evicted and they get these little prizes. Why can't they say, "Well, here is your intro video, this is what you promised us, but you haven't delivered, so therefore you're not getting the car, thank you very much, goodbye." That way, next time someone thinks about auditioning and going on the show, they won't hype up their intro video, and that way we will get some actual honest housemates who are being themselves rather than, you know, hiding under the radar. And another thing I'd like to mention too is the live streaming. I don't think it's supposed to be called live streaming anymore because, A, it's about 5 or 6 minutes behind what's really going on in the house. And that was proved by new housemates going on to Rove. They came in at 9:25, as you say, but it wasn't shown on Ryan until, what, 10 or 15 minutes later. And that was classed as live. Right. And the constant cuts of Big Brother into the tape segments is getting beyond a joke. It's happening several times now in one segment of live streaming. I paid my $39.95. I expect live streaming, and I don't want to constantly see cuts. I've actually contacted Big Brother by snail mail regarding this, and I've made a thread on Behind Big Brother about it. So that's all I just want to say. I'm really impressed with the Pirates task. I'm actually going to say something positive about Big Brother. I'm really impressed with the Pirates task. I'm really enjoying it. And I'm also enjoying the podcast. So keep it up, boys. And this is Annie signing off. Ciao.
On Sunday night during the Daily Show before the eviction, I threw up all over my television screen when Max and Chris came in to were called to the diary room, and Big Brother had set up eye cam. You can bleep that. In the rewards room, so Jamie and Camilla were able to give them a virtual tour over the streaming network of the rewards room. It took about 5 minutes, or you know, 5 to about 8 minutes of the Daily Show, when I would have rather been watching Claire not talking and sitting in the backyard sunbaking. It was so stupid and so lame, and it was just completely unnecessary. Get so many ads because they're the major sponsor. So many ads and during the ad breaks, and it's plastered throughout the show anyway. It doesn't need to be put in there again. It was horrible. You didn't see it because you didn't watch it, so you can't really say anything. But
I've been really bad. I haven't really watched Big Brother much this week, partly because I've been sick, but partly because I've been bored of the show. There's just nothing happening. I don't know what else to talk about on the podcast, so we might as well make it as casual as possible. But there's nothing that's really grabbing me right now with this series. I mean, the final 2 weeks last year, we had Vesna, Tim, and Greg, plus Melanie, but who cares about her? And they were interesting watching, especially with Vesna complaining and whinging, and she really made the last couple of weeks in the house. But this time around, we've got, these new guys that we barely know. One of the other areas of conflict, which was Darren, was just booted out. What have we got for the last 2 weeks?
That's something else to talk about. When Darren was evicted, there were some boos.
Does it change the subject?
Yeah, well, I don't have anything to say. When Darren was evicted, there were some boos in the audience, which I've been calling for all season because I think it's wonderful. And Gretel went Nazi host and said, quieten down, these people in the audience have really loud voices. No, they just want to boo the person who they spent their money voting out, which is, I think Gretel doesn't understand the fact that evictions are about getting rid of someone you don't like. So by booing them, you're just making it a statement that you don't like this person.
I bet if they booed as much as they did when Michael was evicted, Gretel would be rubbing her hands together in glee.
Yeah, exactly, and the whole incident wouldn't have happened, but Darren handled himself really well when he was getting booed. I thought, oh no, just this young kid's gonna start crying in the middle of the stage. But he's
older than you.
Yeah, but he's young-ish. And yeah, I just thought that he was gonna break down and Gretel was gonna have to perform cardiac, what's that thing, CPR, whatever.
I'm kind of getting sick of all this. I know that Big Brother's edited and that, but we're getting...
Don't say that. That's a scandal.
The infamous E word.
Yeah.
But, because according to Gretel, there's no editing on Big Brother.
No.
But we're seeing a lot more of over-editing, I think, and especially with these montages of footage with music over the top. It's happening a lot when the housemates are throwing a party, and we see snippets of the party with just music playing over the top, generic music that they couldn't be asked paying real royalties for. It really kills the whole reality TV feel of it, I think, when there's over-editing. Do you concur?
No, I agree. Someone had posted on the forum saying, you know, the music doesn't match up. And maybe, like you said, it's probably Big Brother just being a cheap ass and not wanting to pay the royalties. But it also, I think, subtracts from the actual mood of the house and what was going on at that moment.
Also, there's been all these attempts to try and either dramatise or even turn the show into a comedy. I mean, they did the same sort of montage crap with the driving license task and the soccer task, where they'd play crappy music over the top and try and manipulate the footage into something other than reality television. I mean, come on, producers, if you don't want to work in reality television anymore, then move on to something else. And fingers crossed that you will, because I'm not enjoying the show at the moment. Another topic that keeps coming up is food. I mean, there's whinging about food for the last 6 years of Big Brother. Let's try and do something constructive with it, like, I don't know, make a task where the housemates have to build... I remember last year there was a task where they had to build a skyscraper as tall as they could. How about they do it this time with the food? And then...
The housemates aren't allowed to eat it, or they're evicted, or not put up for nomination.
Some of the food's going to get wrecked in the process of this task. So it would create good conflict. And
they have AstroTurf, so they can just spray it away.
Would you let me finish?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
If the food becomes spoiled and they can't eat it, then there's a good source of conflict between housemates, instead of just individuals going, oh, there's not enough to eat, we don't have enough food, let's start fighting about it. That's your interesting television.
Instead of whinging about it, fighting about it.
There is a difference. And it's a more interesting difference.
This week, who's up for... Well, as I suspected and everyone suspected, Chris and Max are up for eviction this week, and it's going to be a double eviction. I think Claire is the highest on the voting at the moment, but I really don't want to see Claire go. I want to see Chris and Max gone because I think it would be hilarious. They've been in there 2 weeks, and it just shows that intruders towards the end of the season don't work. Throw the intruders in at the beginning when housemates are more open to getting to know these intruders, and leave the end to the original housemates because the intruders get booted out. Anyway, with the intruders coming in, there's this whole Camilla, Chris or Max or whoever, the blonde one, and Big Brother, once again, is focusing on the non-existent relationship that seems to be forming between either Camilla...
Boring!
Exactly. And when these housemates, went in, their video packages at the beginning, amazingly, didn't say, I'm going to mess up the house, I'm going to stir up the house, I really want to get with such and such. It was really boring housemates. Well, boring housemates that are being truthful because they're not going to do anything of that. But I would have liked to see the intruders slash housemates that went in to be the real types that the public is going to boot out really quickly, but the TV in the meantime during the week is going to be amazing because of these intruders stirring up so much shit. Or why not set these two intruders as insiders working against each other or against the rest of the housemates, because everyone knows they're going to get kicked out. It's just inevitable.
Where is the insider thing?
I don't know. It's just disappeared.
Lazy television making.
It should have been something that's carried out throughout the whole season. A new intruder every 2 weeks. I mean, sorry, not intruder, a new insider every 2 weeks with different tasks, things that...
It could so easily have been fit in with these, what, 8 intruders that we've had. Insider tasks could have just slotted in nicely with that. But, I mean, they've just sat on their asses. I'm really negative tonight, can you tell?
No, I can't tell at all.
They just sat on their asses and just tucked it away and they gave up with it.
I actually did want to watch this season of Big Brother. When Michael first got his insider task, I thought, wow, this is actually going to be an interesting series of Big Brother. Well done, Chris Noble. And now I'm just thinking, you haven't surprised us at all and you've given up on something that I was really interested in and a lot of other people were interested in as well.
I don't know about other cities in Perth. I don't know about other cities in Australia, but here in Perth, they still have a lot of Big Brother ads around on buses and billboards and whatever. And they all say, Big Brother 06, can you handle the truth?
The truth of what?
Yeah, what does it mean? What?
I brought this up on the forums this week as well, because I was watching the old adverts from last season and this season. And I noticed the first ad where Gretel was talking, she said, all the secrets that were told you this far are true, blah, blah, blah. Oops. And she said, and the voiceover said that a few housemates will share the same secret. Now, I was trying to think of what this secret would be. At first, I thought it was the relationship, but the ad sort of said at the end, and we'll shock you with a world first, which wasn't on Sunday, which was the relationship thing. So I was trying to think, what is this few housemates share the same secret? Someone said it could be the insiders, but the few usually refers to more than two in the general sense of the word, so... there's all these false promises that we've been given.
Channel 10 normally do this sort of head up, own ass business. They've been doing it for a long time. It's not just Big Brother. They'll advertise shows like your new favourite show, number one in America, so you're going to love it. I mean, who cares if it's number one in America? Doesn't mean I'm going to like it. But they've really gone overboard with Big Brother with these empty phrases that have turned out to mean nothing at all. What's the truth? This special will blow your mind, blah, blah, blah. Really, they should be learning from their mistakes. The Big Brother audience has gotten smarter over 6 years, and we know when to spot bullshit, really.
Vroom. Hey, Nick here. I just wanted to say about Crystal, the only reason she's in that house is because of that investment she's got on her chest. It's bullshit. From day one, she's done nothing except lay low, show off what she's got, And now all of a sudden, when there's 20 days to go or something like that, she starts voicing her opinion and acting like she's acting like a Camilla wannabe. The other day she had to go at Dave for playing the game, for taking the 3 points off Darren it was last week, and now she's sleeping in Camilla's bed, following Camilla around, being her new best friend, acting like her. Because somehow she's used her little gold digging mind to figure out that Camilla obviously now has a lot of publicity because of what have happened, because the two people have been kicked out. She's used that to her advantage to get further in the game so people will keep her in the house because she's being friends with poor old Camilla. Yeah, she's got to go. She's been under the radar. She's learnt well from her mum. They'd do anything for a bit of money. She said before that she'd take the money over Galen, and they're in a pretty good relationship. She's just taken after her mum, and they just looking for a bit of money to pay off their boob jobs, if you ask me. Anyway, that's my opinion. See you later.
Oh, hi, guys. My name is Greg, and I'm calling from Bangkok, Thailand. This is another herogram, I guess, but from the perspective of overseas members like myself, which not a lot. We rely on... we obviously can see Big Brother on streaming, but we don't see shows, so we really rely on websites such as yours to give us a sort of an alternate view to the propaganda and tedium of the main site. Also, I follow this site on the news now, and it's gone from strength to strength. I really love the podcast. It's very professional. Good work.
Hi, this is Rach. Just saying, go Jamie. Keep the WA boy in the house.
How's it going, boys? Oh, yeah, I'm fabulous. Hit 104 here, in case you didn't know. Seems getting quite famous on your little forums there. Yes, well... Sorry, I cannot disclose any more information about that due to my many contracts. Shut up with that ball! So, I'd just like to say that I really hate Camilla. I really cannot stand her. I do not understand why she's getting so much sympathy and popularity when, after the John/Ash incident, she's going on about how harmless it was, etc. And she doesn't seem to be that affected by it, so why is she getting sympathy? She's a little bastard, okay? Kiss my ass.
We have a very entertaining thread in the forums right now called Your Big Brother 06 Slogan. I thought I'd read out a few because they're pretty funny. First one from Jesse, Big Brother 06. Pretty people, pretty boring. Do you agree?
Yes.
It hasn't been... The second half has been boring. The first half was good of the show. Second half, no. This one from Red Sox. Big Brother 06. A gay man. What a twist. This one from K West 88. Big Brother 06. Like, totally, like, truth. Or like, lie.
Sounds like Jamie had a part in that one. Big Brother 06. Keeping politicians away from important issues for over 6 years.
That one was from Bubba Fish. A really harsh one, Big Brother 06, the final word on euthanasia. That one was from Vermin. Pauline tells us to eat your still while using a 3 mobile phone and drinking a mixed drink or and finish it off with some stuffed lollies. That was going to be a beep fest, that one. Punky Monkey, Big Brother 06, how to lose an audience in 100 days.
It was more like 50 days, but whatever.
From Jungle Monkey, Big Brother 06... Threatening to be tough since 2000, which is pretty true.
Especially this year, I thought, they're going to pull the tough one because they're actually advertising it, but no. Like I had a huge rant about last podcast, the punishment room doesn't have anything to do with punishments. These things aren't punishments, the housemates are enjoying them. Make them clean the room with a toothbrush. Angel Expiral? It's whatever.
It's very weird username. Has a couple of good ones. Big Brother 06, this year we have two gays. Count them, two. Pretending Ryan Fitzgerald is a celebrity since 2004. You know how we all feel about Ryan Fitzgerald. Now you have to pay to watch live streaming of pre-recorded material.
Now with 2 weeks left until the extravaganza... Blah, blah. Now we have 2 weeks left until the extravaganza... Is that even a word? Now we have two
extravaganza.
Now we have 2 weeks left until the
I'm not going to edit that out.
Finale thing, whatever you want, 24-hour SMS vote, go for your life, we need more money. And we have the double eviction on Sunday, which brings our housemate numbers down to what, six?
I think.
Yeah, six, something like that. And then we've got 1 week with six housemates, which I think could prove to be extremely interesting. In the past, you've got usually three or four housemates in the last week, which becomes boring television when you're seeing the same housemates you've got to know for 3 months, doing not much really because the house doesn't stimulate them that much. Whenever we see housemates come out, they say the house is so boring it drives you insane. So with the six or so housemates, hopefully the claws are really going to come out because the housemates know. This Friday, I think the housemates win back their money on Friday Night Live. So yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But so they're going to know the state. The money's up now.
Yeah, they've really got to fight to the end. I hope they don't sit back and all hope let the public decide. I hope the claws really come out, the personalities come out, and we start seeing these housemates getting angry at each other and really trying to win.
So hopefully next week will be interesting. This week's just going to be boring. We're going to be attempting to get to know Max and Chris. Camilla is apparently going to be trying to get into Max or Chris or whichever's pants.
No.
And then just to top the week off, we'll have the three idiots on Friday Night Live and our housemates will win back money. Hopefully they don't win anything back. I hope they all fail miserably. Because then Big Brother would actually be being evil. Or, I just thought of a great idea. The housemates think that they're winning the money back, right? But then at the end, the Big Brother says, no, you didn't win it back. That was just all for fun. Wouldn't that be a great twist?
Or the amount that they supposedly win back is actually subtracted from the remaining prize money. So they get kicked out of the house and like, oh, I'm sorry, David, you owe us some 50 grand. Pay up. You're going to have to sell your farm.
Yeah. But wouldn't that be a great twist? I've just thought of it off the top of my head and something they could actually do. What are your hopes for the finale week, Tim?
Well, I don't know why you're asking me because I'm not going to be in the country for the last week of Big Brother.
What are your hopes? What are you hoping to in your dreams for the season so you come back and think, oh, that was a good season?
I just hope that the finale's put together quite well and it's not exactly the same as last year. I thought last year's finale was really well done. It was something different. I didn't entirely agree with showing the housemates news of what had happened since they'd left. But I mean, it was something different. And at this stage, I'm calling for anything that's different. Anything that hasn't been done before. Because, I mean, after running this site for 6 years, I've pretty much seen it all so far.
What do you think about the housemates? My idea was that all that the six housemates are left the finale night. And you've got six housemates there sitting on the couch, and within the space of 15 minutes, you knock out four of them.
I'm not sure. Is that the way they're going to do it, though?
No, that's what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
They won't do that. That's too original.
No, because they're going to have the final two over the Sunday night into the Monday. So that's going to be the same as previous years. But I do sort of like the idea of cutting it down to maybe four or five people and then ending it there. I mean, that's what they do in Big Brother UK, and it helps make it more of an extravaganza, because the last two... I dropped my pen. The last night or so with just two housemates is really boring. They just sit around and they say to each other, oh, congratulations for tomorrow. I can't believe it's the last day. Oh,
this is the last time I'm going to make bread in the Big Brother house.
I'm going to be really happy for you if you win. I actually want you to win. But really, they're thinking, you bitch.
I hate you, die in hell. Speaking about the winning and prizes.
Exposure on the eviction show, then, I mean, it's all good for them.
I would have liked the idea with no housemates getting any prizes until the end, but that's never going to happen because they need Australian television and Channel 10 and Big Brother work on advertisers. They work on money. Everything revolves around money. So they need the advertisers for the money, and Sunday night's their biggest night, so they want to advertise there with cars and money and phones and holidays and whatnot. Without these original ideas coming in and exciting things that are going to get the public hooked onto this show, it's becoming like an episode of The OC. Gretel even linked the show, the three-point twist, or whatever that shit is, to The OC. And that's exactly what it is at the moment. And the ads, only one thing can save the housemates now. It's the three-point twist.
It's Marsha.
Yeah.
It's Misha. Misha Barrow, whatever.
Misha Barton.
Misha Barton.
Yeah, soon we're going to just... Yeah.
Does that mean Gretel's going to die in the season finale?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Okay, I think we better wrap it up.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, this will be my last in-season podcast, but Vid will be joining you for a few more podcasts, and I think we're going to get Josh on here.
Yeah, we're going to get our famous Today Tonight from, when was it, last year? Or
2004.
2004, Josh, you may have remembered him from Today Tonight. I'm going to try to get him on the podcast, and we'll also have a bloopers episode sometime during the week when I can be bothered mixing that all up together, which is extremely funny because we all sound like douchebags. And then we'll have a post-season wrap-up podcast.
Well, I'll be back for the finale. I'll be back on the last weekend, so I'll get to catch that, and we'll talk about that on our last, our finale podcast.
Our extravaganza, 24-hour SMS, KFC Twister, Twist It Your Own Way, 3-point twist.
Yeah, our final podcast is going to be massive. It's going to totally blow your mind. The truth will be revealed. And
Tim and I share a secret. Okay, that was bad.
But that's still 2 weeks away. So in the meantime, you'll have Vid and possibly Josh entertaining you.
And I'm an admin on the forums now, bitches, so you better watch out.
There.
Bye.